Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1, and thank you for listening in. The summer is ending, the weather has turned at least a little cooler, and the autumn and the holidays really aren't that far off. Carroll County will be teeming with events, functions, and activities, and I hope that I'll see you around at some of them. You can check out carrollcountytourism.org to see what's coming up. Now, in that change of seasons, I think it's important to begin the podcast by acknowledging the past and the momentous impact that history has on us. This past Monday morning, I had the honor of joining my fellow commissioners as we participated in the annual September 11th memorial ceremony at the Carroll County Public Safety Training Center to lay a wreath in memory of those who lost their lives on that day 22 years ago, along with first responders and officials from in and beyond our county. The ceremony was well hosted by CC Visa President Susan Mott, and some of the speakers included Commissioner Ed Rothstein, Director of the Department of Public Safety Valerie Hawkins, and Carroll County Chief and Director of the Department of Fire and Emergency Services Michael Robinson, all of whom spoke well and spoke to the heart of the matter of the day. Commissioner Rothstein noted how we as a nation grew stronger in the face of tragedy, and almost as if there was some God-felt sense to the occasion, what began as a somber, misted morning became a sunny September day. And I really do think that it's right that our county remembers this day because we recognize that the amount of time between us and that day makes what happened no less important, and because the terrorist threats that we faced that day still do exist. I also want to take a moment to thank the students of Northwest Middle School in Tawneytown, where the victims of September 11th were honored with the placement of American flags and a beautiful installation. The students are to be commended for their incredible efforts and for having the wisdom of preserving the memory of that day. I know that other schools, businesses, groups, and organizations in our county also honor the solemnity of the day, and that is certainly a credit to the county. Now, on Wednesday, I had the privilege of attending the Seniors on the Go Expo at the Ag Center in Westminster, and it was wonderful to meet with seniors and see what opportunities and assistance there is for them in the county and to see how our county values them. After the Seniors on the Go Expo, I was able to run next door to the Farm Museum for a meeting of the advisory board, which is always an enjoyable thing. And of course, everybody at the Farm Museum, getting ready for all of the exciting events that are coming up in the autumn and through the holidays. You can always keep up with those events well in advance of their happening at carrollcountyfarmmuseum.org. Again, that's carrollcountyfarmmuseum.org. Now elsewhere, the Board of Commissioners has been busy at work the past couple of weeks on some reforms and changes to parts of the county code. We've updated our code to consistency with state regulations which will allow farm alcohol producers, such as a winery, to prepare and serve foods like pizza. We've also updated our code to allow restaurants and golf courses and driving ranges. Both of these decisions were very carefully considered and are going to be very beneficial to Carroll County. They both reflect what have become standards at places like wineries and golf courses, maybe grabbing a burger after an hour of driving or having some locally sourced pizza while sampling a glass of wine. With respect to farm alcohol producers, it allows agriculturally based businesses to further expand how they serve patrons. And with respect to golf courses and driving ranges, they allow low-impact additions to what are already low-impact businesses. We were also very careful to ensure that any restaurant that would open up at a golf course, for example, would not be allowed to have a drive-through and would have to operate under the name of the golf course. As we're looking to the future, we're looking to preserve the things that are central to who we are, such as agriculture. And these changes will also allow a new direction for our economy, which draws on agriculture or helps to preserve agriculturally zoned areas with low-impact commercial uses that will help drive the economy. These changes will give our residents greater opportunities to enjoy themselves in our county and will certainly be a draw for visitors outside of our county as well. Now, as you may have heard, the Board of Commissioners recently passed a nuisance ordinance dedicated to supporting law enforcement in how they do their job. There are some individuals and businesses that call law enforcement when a crime has been committed, have paperwork filed for financial reasons, and then do not cooperate with law enforcement, which actively tries to solve the crime. Or maybe they repeatedly call the police for assistance to handle the consequences of an issue that they choose not to address at their foundation. And there are other similar sorts of situations as well. But the reality is that you cannot be a business with corporate policies and positions that demonize the very law enforcement agencies that you rely on to do what you will not, and you cannot take up the time of law enforcement and resources without any intent to actually redress the problem itself. Those businesses and other individuals not only injure themselves, but they absorb the efforts of law enforcement that are desperately required elsewhere. Now, to be clear, this does not apply to Good Samaritans who call in crimes or citizens who file reports, neighbors who need to report disturbances, or individuals who need help. You know, be very clear about this. Do not hesitate to call law enforcement no matter who you are. They will always, always respond, and nothing will prevent them from responding. Again, if someone is not involved in the ongoing criminal activity, no fines or punitive action are going to be taken against someone for reporting it. And this isn't about trying to curtail requests for assistance, but it is about prompting those who repeatedly and regularly call the police for reasons of self-interest to either begin to cooperate with law enforcement, to reconsider their policies, to seek real solutions, or to let law enforcement agents actually do their jobs. And it's also about encouraging them to be better, active, responsible citizens. This is another way that we back law and order and hold ourselves as elected officials to account to the citizens we serve by demonstrating that we're serious about improving the conditions under which law enforcement must do their work. Giving them the discretion and latitude will help allow them to address the changing nature of crime and the circumstances surrounding tackling the crime itself. Now, I want to commend Commissioner Gordon for first bringing this to the attention of the Board of Commissioners, and I also want to offer my commendation to Sheriff DeWeese, Major Stem, Haven Shoemaker, Mike Stewart from the State's Attorney's Office, and our County Attorney Tim Burke, who are likewise responsible for helping to put together the nuisance ordinance. Now, on a related note, we've also approved the purchase of 10 solar-powered movable speed signs for the Sheriff's Department. There are a number of roads in our county where speeding is an issue, and it is an understandable concern for those who live in those areas, or have students who board buses in those places, or where the road itself is difficult to see or navigate, and accidents are a real threat. These signs will help to address speeding, encourage caution, and will allow our sheriff to better allocate resources and manpower to respond to citizen needs and concerns. It's a simple but effective way that the commissioners are working with law enforcement to improve the safety of our citizens. Now, the sheriff, the state's attorney's office, the Board of County Commissioners, and all those who work for the county really do take public service seriously, and we have a tremendous working relationship with each other and all of our partner agencies. Everything that we do is for home, and with the world the way that it is and with the difficult times that our country is facing, home matters more than ever. Now, I really do believe in my heart that the American dream is still alive and real, and the proof of that is here in Carroll County. I pray God blesses you in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for listening.